Call from Philly Radio Campaign.
Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Hi. I was calling to get some more information in reference to your program.
Okay. This is a home care agency. We assist with personal care. Are you the patient looking for services or the caregiver looking for work?
Caregiver looking for work.
Okay. Do you have a patient that you would like to take care of?
My dad I take care of.
Okay. And what county does your dad reside in?
Chester.
Chester County. I was just assisting a patient in Chester County. All right. And what's your dad's name?
Alvin Marshall.
And Mr. Alvin, what kind of health insurance does he have?
He's a veteran.
Okay. So he has VA
insurance? Medicare. Yes, VA and Medicare.
Okay, and what's his date of birth?
6/9/43.
And you're going to be his caregiver, right, to do all the hours
correct.
In the case? Okay.
Correct.
Are you going to be assigning an alternate caregiver to give you relief, or is it just going to be all you?
That's
you don't have
question.
To decide that now. You could always let me know
okay.
later. Jasmine, I'm going to assign my son, my nephew, my sister. My mom is going to help me with him. But I'm going to put you down for now, okay, on his contact.
Okay.
All right. 1 second. I'm just confirming his Medicaid, okay? Marshall's is MARSHALL.
Correct.
Okay. So your dad has Medicaid or had Medicaid at some point, but it's inactive, meaning that at some
right,
point
Medicaid,
he either missed
yes.
right, meaning that he either missed a recertification or he didn't produce the paperwork.
Well, he haven't had Medicaid since I brought him to Pennsylvania. That's
okay.
been years. He only had well, Medicare.
But you want Medicaid because Medicaid is the only program. Yeah, because that's the only program
oh.
right now that's covering the friends and family. So you can get paid to oversee his care. Okay?
Oh.
At some
okay.
point he had it, but he no longer has it. But that's good because that
right.
means that
right.
he was found eligible for it. So all we need to do
right.
is get that Medicaid up and running again. Okay? So I'm
okay.
going to give you the information that you need, and I'm also going to transfer you to our next live representative to assist you through this call to get him online for an in-home assessment. That's when they come into the home, they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours he gets while I clear you for work, okay? Now, what's your name?
Monica.
Miss
so
Monica,
you,
you're
you
the
said,
daughter.
Correct. So you said they're going to... You're going to add them on the line to talk to him because I'm driving. He's not in the car with
talk,
me right now.
To talk to you.
Oh.
So like that
okay.
you can get the information that he needs and get the ball rolling on his behalf because I'm going to put you down for all his point of contact.
Okay.
What's his home address?
8 Mystery Rose Like the Flower Lane, West Grove, PA.
You said West Grove?
Yes, that's correct. 193-90.
Do you have anyone else in the vehicle that can write stuff down for you or no?
No.
Okay. I'm going to hang in there because I'm going to get someone to assist you right now.
And also,
you're not doing all of this by yourself.
Also, I'm his power of attorney. Does that matter?
Okay. Power of attorneys cannot get paid to oversee care. Neither can legal guardians, neither can legal spouses. But you could assign anyone else, any friend, family, trust a loved one.
Oh,
and
okay.
you can remove
so
yourself from the power of attorney. Uh-huh. Until
no,
you...
I'll just get her to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, just make it easier. Are you there?
I'm here, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm just writing and
I'm driving. I don't want to lose you.
No worries. If the call drops, I will call you back. What's a good number to reach you, Ms. Monica?
443-554-0859.
That's 443-554-0859, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to place you on a brief hold until someone becomes available, okay? Just bear with me, all right? Please hold.
Okay.
Miss Monica, what's your sister's name?
Cynthia.
And a good number to reach Miss Cynthia?
Wait a minute, I'm driving.
You want to give that to me later? Don't give it to me later. Give it to the next person later, okay, when they're going to call to send you the hiring application, all right?
Yes.
Okay, so Miss Natafi is available. I'm just going to write in the information that is needed so that I can transfer her to you so she can assist you through that call with the broker, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still going to add you down, daughter, as point of contact for your dad.
Oh, I'm at a light. Let me see if I can hurry up and get you her number. It's 443.
443.
231.
Mm-hmm.
4499. Her last name is Higgins, just for now.
Higgins?
Yes.
Okay.
But how much longer would this take? Because I'm like 8 minutes away from my appointment.
No, you're good.
One okay.
Because mm-hmm. Once you place that call to the broker, they'll get him online and tell you everything he needs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just filling out all the information you gave me so Ms. Natafi can further you along. Does he have an apartment number?
No, it's a house.
Okay. Are there any minors in the home?
No.
Computers extremely today. All right, Miss Natasha is waiting. I'm transferring you to her now, okay? All right, Miss okay. Monica, you take care of yourself, okay? Welcome to Family First.
Thank you.
Yes, hi. My name is Naftali with Family First Care. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Monica.
Yeah, hi, Monica. So I'll be the service coordinator and help you enroll into home care services. Just 1 minute. Okay. Let's see if I have the information already. Okay, so you need it for your mother, Arvin Marshall?
Correct.
Okay, great. So let me just explain you what the process takes in, and we'll do today. We'll schedule a telehealth appointment, assign a PCP form, and also I'll transfer you to the broker to schedule your first assessment. So first of all, the patient will undergo two assessments. The first one
Wait
is
a minute,
with the
broker. But I explained to her that I only had like 5 minutes left on the phone.
okay.
But you said you're doing a health assessment.
So I want to schedule the doctor to call you to sign a PCP form, which is part of something that we will
okay.
need.
Okay.
And also I want to transfer you to the broker so you can schedule your first assessment. So, you know.
Okay, and you can't do that from his doctor can't sign?
You can do it with your doctor, but it's best if it's much more quicker. And also, the telehealth doctor knows how to sign the PCP. So we use it for all our clients. But, I mean, if you rather want to go with your doctor, it doesn't matter. It's just a quicker process over the phone.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Okay. So let me just, do you have time? Should I explain you the process real quick?
You can explain it real fast.
Okay, so the patient will have two assessments. The first one is a financial assessment in-home with the Pennsylvania broker. This is the one that I'll transfer you later to schedule. And within a few days after this assessment, the patient will have a second assessment from the aging agency, in-house. In the meantime, we would want to have two things done. The first one is a PCP form signed from a doctor that's stating that the patient needs services. So we will go ahead and schedule it in a minute. And also, we will need to have the financial proof of any income. Just to make sure that it's worth applying, is the patient making more than $2,900 per month?
No.
No. Okay, great. And does the patient have any assets, like a house on their name or a life insurance policy?
No.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And one more thing, any minors living with the patient, do the patient supports them?
No.
Okay, so the patient, what is the income of the patient? Social Security income?
Yes.
Okay, and this goes into a bank or to a direct express card? How is the patient getting it? To the bank. Okay, so any bank account that the patient has, the county would want to see 5 years of statements going back. So they want to prove... They want to prove the any income and any transaction. They want to see the financial status. So they want to see 5 years going back. So if you can call the bank and gather 5 years of statements. And also there's an award letter from the Social Security Administration that the patient got by the mail stating that she makes so-and-so per month. So if you can gather these two. How many bank accounts does the patient have?
One.
Just one account. Okay. So in the Social Security income goes straight into there. So 5 years of statements from that bank and the Social Security award letter. This is something the county would want to see. So it's best if we gather it as soon as possible. So as I told you, this is basically how the process is. Once
okay,
you give
so
all
I have
the information.
One.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I have 1 minute left.
Okay. So when is the best to call you back?
Next week.
Next week?
Yeah, any day next week.
So, but I'll give you the number of the broker, so it's good to schedule, because the whole process